Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And off we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Joining me now from, he is the star of stage and screen. Wait a minute, that's the wrong card. Writer and podcaster, Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
What's it like to have a normal Monday for a change? It's great to be back, Bill.
It is stupendous. It is stupendous. I'm just right now, I'm a little out of sorts at the moment. That's because of a change I'm making. It's going to be great. But I'm still a little out of sorts.
You got to get change in the routine, huh?
Not in the routine. So I do. I have a YouTube channel, which is sort of an augmentation to the radio show,
right?
Because
right.
Talking about guns is great, but showing about guns is better.
Yes.
And for all of these shows that I don't go to, it used to be when I did go to these shows. I was always lugging around a whole bunch of stuff if I was trying to shoot a YouTube video. So, you know, I'm always looking to make things lighter. So, finally, the camera came out a few months ago that makes things lighter. It does it all. It's one camera. As a matter of fact, it is future-proof. It shoots in 8K resolution.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, like if I said, and what makes that important is like if you and I were taking a class and I got both of us in the frame at a distance, right, and I'm shooting it in an 8K. When we're coming up on the firing line, if I wanted to make it seem like I had multiple cameras, I can crop in on you or on me or on you and the partner next to you or whatever. And that right. crop in is a 4K crop in. It still retains all of that neat detail.
Yeah.
But it's the same sort of form factor as a regular camera. Unfortunately, in order for me to actually make that happen, I had to trade every camera I own that's a legitimate, okay. serious camera towards that. And I'm just waiting on that to get delivered there so I can actually order this thing. And I've been for days without a cameraman. It's getting to me. So anyway. Good to be back on the air. The weekend was rough. I had to devote most of my time to my bonsai.
Oh, I saw pictures on Facebook.
It's neat to listen to Nero Wolf while you're working your bonsai.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had a good weekend. I had a good weekend. It was a horrible weekend in Chicago. 8 people were killed by drug gangs. Another 32 were wounded between Friday evening and Monday morning. That makes 15 people murdered in the last 7 days, 50 murdered in the last month, 170 murdered so far this year. And we can't ignore this because Illinois is given the A rating by gun control groups. And Chicago basically wags the dog in Illinois. It tells everybody what to do. So why are so many people dying on the streets? Yikes. Well, whatever they got going, it's not working.
Well, it's all part of this is why I say this. It's all part of their little Cloward and Piven violence prospectus that they have in place, and they use that. I mean, every time they have a little flare up in these blue cities, where they always have flare ups,
right?
Then they say we need more national gun control.
They use their failures as an excuse to implement their political agenda,
right?
I had a listener who said, hey, I got this idea. Can I write it down? And I said, man, I like your comments so far. You do it. I'll publish it. His name's Greg Taggart. And he goes, why do you think gun owners are against registration? Now, this guy's an Aggie. He's an engineer. Before he asked the question, he's got 19 reasons. I said, well, hold on. Let's just look at the top couple. The idea of a gun registration means we need universal background checks. Otherwise, someone will have a gun and not be on the background check, and it's a good idea to stop crime. That's air quotes around both of those. And he goes, really? It has absolutely nothing to do with crime. You can't even punish a criminal who's not on the list. Now, you can punish the criminal for the crime he commits. You can punish a repeat felon for being in possession of a firearm. But because of the, Fifth Amendment, where he goes, no, you can't force me to incriminate myself if I don't sign up for the list. No, that can't be a crime. Holy cow. So we're only talking about a list of law-abiding people. Wait. So you're saying that I need a list of all the people who obey the law because someday they might be a criminal? That's crazy. That's what they're saying, though.
Well, there's a subtext, though.
Yeah?
There's a subtext to this, see. Haven't you ever wondered why they always want to ban the AR-15 despite the fact that it is used so rarely in a crime?
The reason I have my opinion, and that's because it is so easy to shoot. Meaning, if the girl next door wants to shoot it, okay, we're going to give her the 10/22 rifle, then we're going to step up to the AR-15.
Right.
It's the everyman's rifle, isn't it?
It is. It is. But it also has some real utility.
Right.
Because in the military, with the M16, when we would be training in the 80s anyway, I don't know what they do nowadays, but I mean, you have to manage things like ammo consumption when you're actually out there in combat and stuff like that. So
right.
In order to make that better, the recommendation was, and it's easily done because the recoil is so light, is suppressive semi-automatic fire.
Right.
So in a heads-up fight, let's say the entire military and all of law enforcement went rogue and we now have to face them, we have a weapon with utility.
Right.
We have a weapon with utility, which is something they don't want us to have. They don't. They're not against that utility of the gun. They're against us having them and having that utility against them if it gets to that. Aren't they the ones that advocate for getting their face, you know, run them out of the restaurant, all this other stuff?
Right.
I mean, James Hodgkinson. That dude, the Bernie bro, he was absolutely convinced that the Republicans were all of this in a bag of chips, so he decided to go to a softball game and kill a bunch of them.
Right. Yep.
So, I mean, they're the ones always defaulting in that way, and for us, you know, they don't want us to have that weapon, and that's what it's all about. It has nothing to do with public safety. It has nothing to do with saving anybody, because if they really wanted to save somebody, they would go to where the... Have you ever heard the old Sam Kinison skit where he's talking about people that live in the desert and how they're starving?
No.
So he's out there, and he's like, so you watch this National Geographic special, and they got the camera on a kid that's covered in flies. You know, they could hand him a sandwich or something, but no, they got to make this film. And, you know, here's the thing about this. If you're starving and you need food, you got to go to where the food is.
Right.
Which is not in the desert. You can't grow anything in the desert. It's sand. So if they were to be, if they really wanted to go and stop some of this stuff instead of looking at me and you, they'd be looking at Chicago and Baltimore and all these other places.
Yeah.
Coming up on the break, tell everybody how to find you, please.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Amaland, where I write the weekly Armed Citizens column.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And I am speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse.
Bill, I'm this guest speaker, Mr. Taggart, guest writer, had some other things to say that I thought was fascinating. The
okay.
Excuses about why we need a gun database. Well, that's if your neighbor, you know, the guy that's the dentist, all about ready to retire, turns into this insane criminal nightmare mastermind, will know that he has a gun. Well, isn't the clue that he's acting as a insane criminal mastermind? The violence he's committed, we pretty much assume he's armed. The police, when they go up against violent criminals, they go, you know, even if I haven't seen the gun, I'm going to assume that there's one there.
Right.
So that excuse kind of falls on its face.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, I mean.
Go.
Yeah. Well, no, if those kind of things work that he's describing that he thinks we should have, Chicago would be, you know.
Would be heaven.
Yeah, it would be like a cartoon every morning. New York would be like that.
Right. California had this database for two decades.
Yep.
And I don't want to go to Compton at night.
Nope.
The other excuse was, oh, if we collect the gun at the crime scene, we'll know whose gun it is. Go, you don't need the gun database to do that. Just ask the ATF. They'll eventually get back to you. It may take a while. It's not like you're going to return it this evening anyway. It's going to get tied up for years in court. What he did point out, and this is where his personal background is invaluable, he goes, I have relatives in Germany who had registered their guns.
Sure.
They're Jewish.
How about that?
They were disarmed. They were killed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So I may be able to rub some numbers together. I may even be able to rub some words and feelings together. I didn't lose my relatives to a Holocaust. So that's a great reason not to register our guns. But it did get me thinking about, is that a great advantage of constitutional carry? We don't need to say, yes, please give me a permit, put me on the concealed carry list.
Well, with constitutional carry or permitless carry, if I'm in law enforcement or if I'm in anything, my presumption is pretty much based on the title of one of your podcasts, which is The Polite Society, where the armed society is a polite society. And criminals will have to react that way, too. And they will react that way. But, yeah, it completely defeats that. But, I mean, there's so many arguments. I mean, you know, didn't Canada have a registry that they abandoned?
Yes. Well, Maryland had several, not only firearms, but bullets, remember?
Yeah.
And they finally said, nah, that doesn't work. But the way you phrased it, I thought, was really good. I may turn that into an article. Thank you.
Which part?
Where you said, you know, in theory, the cop doesn't know who's armed.
Right.
In practice, the criminal doesn't know who's armed. Which one of those is more important to give up? Yeah, I want to keep the criminal guessing. The cop will sort it out. That's his job.
Yeah, he will. And that's because the people that carry guns, that are just carrying guns for self-defense, are not going to pull a gun out and start shooting a cop because he stops.
Right.
That's just not going to happen. And, you know, you could, if you wanted to, you could point him, was it Coalition to Stop Gun? One of those organizations that did the concealed carry killers survey in Texas, where they found out that concealed carry people commit fewer crimes than the cops. You could point him in that direction, too. That'd be interesting.
Yep. So, which tells us, and I don't know, is it that, people that have a crime in their past won't go apply? Or that what I've seen happen is my students feel the weight of the gun. I'm not talking about steel, lead, and brass. I'm talking about the moral weight.
Yeah.
Because they know if there's a fight, there's going to be a gun there. They brought it. And they go, you know, no, I don't want to go in that bar, not at this hour. Uh-uh. We'll go buy a six-pack and drink at home.
Sure.
Just they avoid things, you know. What did John Farnham say?
His thing is if you don't want to have any trouble, be in your own bed at 10 p.m. every night, you won't have any trouble.
Exactly.
Or stupid people win stupid prizes, whichever way you want to put it.
Well, the one I heard was thinking was, don't go stupid places at stupid times with stupid people and do stupid things.
Sure.
You go, oh, okay. It is like the four safety rules. Just avoid one of them. You can be with stupid people. Just don't limit the others when you're doing what somebody had done, and I think it was National Bureau for Economic Research, and it was turning an ugly situation into data. Some newspaper in Tennessee had published the names of gun owners. And they said, okay, now whether criminals know it or not, we as researchers now know who's armed. Let's look. And the zip codes that had high rates of gun ownership had lower crime. You could argue that the criminals, if they didn't know it, they figured it out. No, you're going to get shot. It's like people down here, they come to Louisiana. They go, are you carrying a gun? I go, if I'm not, you should assume I am. Everybody else is. Don't do stupid things here. You'll get hurt. And what I thought was brilliant was that the researchers then went, is it because the criminals looked it up or they just figured it out because, you know, our buddy got arrested there because the homeowner threatened to shoot him if he moved till the police got there. I don't care which one came first.
I fully get that. Although, you know, that. So does this guest writer? Is the guest writer of the opinion that anybody can become a criminal just in the?
Oh, not at all.
Yeah,
not at all. He's a firearms instructor in Texas. He's just saying the excuses that they're. He's been an expert witness. He's testified in court cases. He does firearms testimony, and he's going the excuses. Don't pass the sniff test in court. No. Oh, yes, we needed to know who had a gun because... No, you didn't. That's not what the law enforcement officers that I see in court say. They treat everybody as if they could be a risk. I do want to do a self-defense gun story when we come back, though.
Okay, and I got something I want to share with you in the last one. So we'll get with that. Talking to Rob Morris. He is a writer and podcaster. And, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An update on the fate of the airline mask mandate should come this week. It was extended until May 3rd so the CDC could study the Omicron subvariant. That came before the requirement was ended by a Florida judge who ruled the federal government didn't follow proper procedure in issuing its order for the mask mandate on public transportation. The U.S. Embassy in Ukraine is hoping to make its return to the capital city by the end of this month. Kyiv's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, says the city is starting to show some signs of life.
Right now it's much better because we doesn't have a couple of days the biggest attack to our hometown. It's right now people coming a little bit more to our hometown to move back.
The return all depends on if conditions in Kyiv allow it to happen. This is USA Radio News. A grand jury to investigate former President Donald Trump is seated in Fulton County, Georgia.
Potential grand jurors in Atlanta, Georgia, arrived at a downtown courthouse Monday as part of a county prosecutor's investigation to see if President Trump and others tried to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. After 90 minutes, a grand jury was seated and will proceed to gather evidence. Fulton County District Attorney Democrat Fannie Willis is overseeing the investigation. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
First responders in Southern California say they've seen a dramatic uptick in the number of serious injuries in illegal immigrants since a new 30-foot-tall border wall was built in 2019. Dr. Amy Liepart with the University of California San Diego Health saying the provider has reported 16 people dying in the last 3 years compared to zero deaths before the new wall was put up. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. We're going to get a little snippet from his very unique self-defense gun stories podcast. Now, please, sir, proceed.
Well, okay, this is so odd. This is for fun. You're home at 5 p.m. You hear somebody break into your home. You shoot at the intruder. He runs away. You holster your gun. And that's where the story ends. He was a career criminal. He's being chased by 20 police officers.
Wow.
After he broke into not one, not two, not three, but I think at least four homes this afternoon. The police hear the shots you fired. They catch the criminal as he's running from the police at the front of your neighbor's home. He jumps through the back window and into the arms of the police who are waiting in your neighbor's backyard. And then the sheriff says this: if someone's breaking into your home, you're more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County. We prefer that you do it, actually, so whoever it was that was shooting at the criminal, you're not in trouble. Come see us. We have a gun safety class. We put it on every other Saturday. We have a space just for you, because if you take this class, then we think you'll shoot a lot better, and hopefully you'll save the taxpayers some money next time.
Right.
You check your calendar to see what you're doing next Saturday. The intruder has been arrested 17 times. He was sent to prison for 6.5 years. He has open charges of aggravated assault, battery, and violation of probation. He's a registered high-risk sex offender. Finally, he's jailed on a $150,000 bond. So the sheriff is trying to say to this screwed up, I think he's actually under 20 or about that age, kid, if you keep this up, you're going to end up dead. What I was thinking is there are millions of new gun owners who barely know what to do with the gun, and they don't know what to do after they press the trigger. You want to win the race to 911.
Yep.
Hi, right, wrong, or indifferent, climb, confess, comply. I saw someone run into my house. I want the police to come. I've put the gun away. What do we do next? Well, give me your address. Awesome. Your name, good. They'll be here. They're in the area right now. Stay there. They'll knock on your door. But if you don't know to do that, that's what you learned at like the last couple hours of the concealed carry class. There are important things you don't want to miss, even if we have constitutional carry.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, when the cops get that called, you know, they're going to be thinking about that all the way, and they're going to be going into all these stress mechanisms and all these other things. Their hand's going to clutch up. My whole goal, I'm going to be wearing, I carry a set of AirPods everywhere I go.
Right.
So if I ever have to call the cops, I'm going to be giving them my description and the description of whoever that, the bad guy might be.
Right.
If the bad guy manages to get away and I have shot at him, I'm going to still wait. And you know, when they show up, I will have no gun in my hand and my hand will be up in the air.
Yep.
And they'll relax once they get past that initial adrenaline dump that they're going through. We can all sit back and get over our adrenaline dumps.
Bill, that is so important. I'm just going to jump ahead. In Los Angeles, oh, there's a guy with a gun. Help, help. Oh, shots fired. They show up. There were no shots fired. It's a guy standing on the street with a cell phone yelling at his buddy. Police shoot him. Yeah, no. No gun found. Not even close.
Right.
So the fact that you said AirPods, you can do that without a cell phone in your hand. Awesome. I like that. That'll be great for you and the police.
Yeah.
Have you ever done one of those shoot houses where, you know, you come around a corner and there you see a photo and some guy standing there with an electric drill in his hand? Some guy's got a gun. Some guy's got a cell phone.
I mean, I've never done one. I've never played that game, but with a, you know, if a guy has an electric drill and I come around the corner and he's closer to me than 25 feet, well, I hope it's okay if I shoot that picture.
Well, the issue being, oh, it's not, there's not a bit in it. It's you like your neighbor returning a tool he borrowed.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Yeah, but I, it looked like, because when you're really excited, your mind plays tricks on you.
Well, I mean, I think you got to develop a habit where if you're going around, that's why you go to this shoot house, is develop that habit to be off the trigger as you're coming around, and then, you know, maybe go on the trigger if you're coming around a corner or something, but then come off of it as soon as you make a determination as to who and what it is. But you got to do that. But I mean, it's not like it is apparently not that hard to do, because concealed carry holders only shoot the wrong person 2% of the time.
Right, which is and
pretty good.
1/5 of the rate of law enforcement.
Yes.
The great news is that we have a pretty good idea who belongs in our home.
Yep.
Did you want to jump to the topic you wanted to cover, or shall I go into another self?
Go into another one, because it's going to take me a minute. It's just something to get the gears in your head moving, because I know how I kind of think I know how you react to certain things.
All right. So we may not get to the. This is southern Massachusetts. 7:30 in the morning, you're a 14-year-old girl. It's near Easter. You're home on spring break. Your mom already left for work. 7:30, you're awake, but your younger sister's still asleep, and you hear a strange sound. You get out of your bedroom, go in the hallway. Someone's in our garage. You run to the kitchen, grab two steak knives. The knife in each hand, you open the garage door and shout, "Get out of here! Get out of my house! You don't belong here!" The intruder drops the property in his hands, runs to his truck. You pull out your phone, because what 14-year-old girl is out of bed without her phone?
Yeah.
And take video of the intruder.
I read about this. Go ahead.
This guy's arrested as he crosses over a local bridge. He's charged with aggravated breaking and entering, trespassing, larceny, disorderly conduct. He has a criminal record that goes back 4 decades. He's been arraigned 130 times for burglary and robbery. He's held on a $200,000 cash bail. And mom says, "You're amazing." I think mom's right.
Yep.
But you were a sergeant. Can you imagine the command presence to... a 14-year-old just scared a 15-year-old professional, 58-year-old professional thief. Good on her.
Yeah, the thing with that is that when you look at that, in her particular case, it's almost like she benefited from not knowing better.
Yes. Yes.
She benefited from not knowing better.
Spirit of dread.
Yes, and the other thing is that most of the time, I think criminals are looking for the easiest route from point A to point B. And if anybody stands up, well, that's a problem, because if one stands up, there might be another one behind them.
And we think, now, I was talking with some buddies at the range. Teenagers think they're invincible. And yeah. Rather than tell them they're not, you go, honey, if you get hurt, who's going to defend your little sister?
Yeah.
Oh. Now, to her credit, she stayed in her home. She didn't go out in the garage.
Right.
But, wow.
Well, we're coming up on the next break. Tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. It runs about 20 minutes. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. That's sponsored by SAF. That runs 90 minutes. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up and carried at Amaland. There I write the weekly Armed Citizens column with self-defense gun stories like these.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. And I want to tell you about something that got revealed last week that I saw for the first time last week, and I want to see what you think of this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the Ash Conformity Experiment?
Is that the one where somebody tells you to shock another student?
No.
Oh, okay. No. Tell me about it.
So the Ash Conformity, Dr. Ash, if you want to look it up, A-S-C-H, the Ash Conformity Experiment. What this was, they were trying to determine how to change someone's thought process.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did was they went and they set up 8 students, although 7 of the students were actors. Then they would tell the students,
right,
and all of these students would get to see each other, well, including the actors, and they would tell these students a known falsehood that everybody should know, like white is black.
Or maybe something more arguable, but all right.
Yeah. Well, so anything that is a known falsehood, right? The world is flat.
It's supposed to be clearly false. Okay.
Yes, clearly false. And the one student that is an actual student would watch the other 7 actors believe it. Believe the known falsehood. And in a startling number, in a startling percentage of cases, it was found that that last student would change his mind. And
yep.
Start to move along with the herd.
Yep.
And, but they also found something else out as well. And we have some real life, examples of these things right now staring us in the face. They also found out that if one person actually stands up and says no to where everybody else can see this, that will start a cascade effect where everybody begins to question the known falsehood.
Yes.
So. Let's look at a few things that we know are clogged all the time with known falsehoods, like guns kill people.
Right.
Like AR-15s are the mass shooter's weapon of choice.
Right.
Like if we did this, if we banned this, if we have this, crime's going to stop.
If we registered this, yes, exactly.
Right.
Right.
Any of those things... want to think of, you can also, you can apply this to just about anything the left has coming. Right now, I don't know why it matters whether or not we're green or not, because AOC got elected in 2018? Yeah, she got elected in 2018.
Oh, because the world's going to melt in 8 years kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We got 8 years left, but, the Obamas, of course, are buying oceanfront property and everybody, all of the population centers are on the coast.
Okay.
And yet, we keep getting told these falsehoods about if we don't do this, that we're going to reach a point where we just can't come back from it. They apply the ash, and then there's COVID. If you don't wear the mask, you're going to die. COVID is going to kill you. COVID is extremely dangerous, this, that, the other. Even though we were hearing data suggesting that a lot of people were dying with COVID but not from COVID, that was, and COVID is the thing that everybody looks at and says, this is the big ash conformity experiment. This is the one where they got out there and took a bunch of people and said a bunch of things that they knew couldn't be possibly true, and they went along with it anyway out of fear.
Yep. Yep.
So.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right.
So what do we do about that?
Philadelphia was going to reimpose mask mandates. Well, I really like what Governor DeSantis did. He said, no, you reimpose it. No, not doing it again. And there, what hurts my heart is last 2 years ago was the census, and now we have new apportionment because Florida inherited millions of people who were tired of this mask silliness. They deserve a couple more Congress critters from what I can tell.
Sure. But the other thing now, the example of them standing up to it is Florida, because DeSantis got out there and said, oh, you guys don't like this law that we just passed where we don't want our kids to be talked to about sex between the grades of kindergarten and third grade. That's fine. All of these considerations you had and everything else, that's fine. You just lost that. You're not a city unto yourself.
Right.
You are not a city unto yourself anymore.
Walt Disney, right.
Yeah.
Or the Disney Corporation. What I thought was, do you remember the hairdresser in Dallas where they said, you can't be open because COVID? And she goes, we're wearing masks. I'm not going to put these people on the street. You can arrest me. Fine. You can lock the place up. I'll break the locks. I'm not throwing my employees on the street. They arrest her, and she gets like $75,000 of what's the donation site? GoFundMe. And then when the court grinds through, they said, no, you have no right to. Where do you get your authority to tell a citizen that they can't cut hair in their own business? No, there's no. You have no evidence. You have no evidence that this pandemic justifies that draconian government intervention. So I think she inspired lots of others. There, do you remember, I think it was a warrant officer in the Navy, is standing on the beach, said, I swore to defend the Constitution. Come arrest me. In uniform. Do you remember that picture?
I do, but I can't remember what it was. But I remember the scene.
They closed the beach, and he said, no, this is insane. I won't. So there are brave people. We have to let ourselves see them and go, yeah, you know what? It would be better that my children see me arrested than that they see me comply.
Well, the thing about the whole thing about the ash conformity experiment that they tried to prove with this is that this is why the narrative has to be controlled. And when you hear that, my first thought is that that's all they have is control of the narrative, which is not a lot of control. Because the narrative can get out of hand really, really quick. I mean, sure, they've got TV news. Do you watch any TV news?
Oh, no. Why?
No?
No.
Do you watch any TV at all?
YouTube on the big screen because we'll watch some nature programs. But other than that...
I like those myself. Anyway, all those parts and everything, that's all part and parcel of them trying to control the narrative. And if they lose control of the narrative, well, then, you know, there's smoke.
So. Do you think this new Ministry of Truth, I'm sorry, correctly termed Ministry of Disinformation, part of DHS, but did you notice that under Obama, it was then officially okay to say things that were not true to the American people?
Sure.
was the first guy to officially make that government policy.
Yep.
Wow, we need to be lied to.
Yep. I mean, you look at
it now.
They're
afraid.
They are afraid. Right now, the new narrative coming out of the Biden administration is everything's great. You're just too stupid to see it.
Real inflation is running almost 17% a year.
Yeah.
10 points higher than what they claim. Wow.
And it's the same thing
and
with gun
accelerating.
Control. It's the same thing with gun control. I mean, with gun control, climate change, COVID-19. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. That's why I looked at it, and that's what interested me about it, because
sure.
I've always said there's some template that they reuse constantly. They're not even that imaginative when it comes to trying to figure out how to keep pulling the wool over people's eyes. We're about to run out of time. If you would care to tell everybody how to find you, I would appreciate that.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. Each of those come out once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing's picked up at Amaland. I write the Armed Citizens column. Who's coming up next?
Me. Nobody.
Ah.
Dan had to push away.
Ah, shame.
I'll just have to wing it. Thank you for joining me today, though.
My pleasure, Bill. It's great to have an ordinary Monday, and always fun to talk to you.
It sure is. Very light. Yes, sir. All true. All true. Thank you very much. Hour number 2 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.